Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us is Kevin Norton. He's with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, Shauna. Thank you very much.
What are some of the things we should touch on here today? What are some of the top topics? You were talking about implementation of some of these conservation programs.
Yeah. So, we're the conservation arm of USDA, voluntary private lands conservation effort. We're located all across the country, about 3,000 offices. Our focus is working with agricultural producers to improve their conservation systems. It continues to move over time. Right now, we're kind of in the world of folks wanting to work on soil health, cover crops, things that put more organic matter back in the soil, keep the soil covered, retain nutrients, those kinds of things. And we're seeing a lot of growth in that, a lot of interest in the conservation community. We offer, probably what your folks are most familiar with would be the Environmental Quality Incentive Program. That's our bricks and mortar conservation program. The Dakotas are very heavily engaged in the Conservation Stewardship Program. We actually just published the interim final rule for the 2018 Farm Bill. So this past year, we just implemented the programs the way they were in 2014 Farm Bill. We were given the authority to do that, but that expired on September the 30th. October 1 till now, we've kind of been in a pause. Now we have that rule was published on Tuesday of this week. And we're beginning implementation. We expect EQIP, the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program, and Regional Conservation Partnership Program to be done before the end of the year, and we'll be fully implementing all of our programs using all the changes that came in the 2018 Farm Bill. So pretty exciting. Congress has asked us to really look hard at soil health and how we can help farmers work on those things. They've asked us to look at irrigation water conservation measures, look at source water protection. They've asked us to do quite a lot of things, and we'll start working on those here this next year. So pretty excited.
It's been super busy, hasn't it? I mean, a lot of changes. A lot of things are going on all at once.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't get started. You know, the Farm Bill came in December. The government was shut down for about 6 weeks, and then we get started. Had to do all of the switches over of our software to accommodate the new Farm Bill program. So, you know, we really have done a lot in the last 7 months of the year, quite a lot. But the bright spot is our field offices, our local partners, and especially the agriculture producers. We've got the contracts in their hands. They're able to begin to do their conservation work. For your part of the country, you know, the whole issue with prevented plant and the way the year turned out, really challenging. For agriculture producers, we had several things that within the farm production and conservation area, under Secretary Northey, led us in this effort to work where cover crops are dealt with as a good farming practice with the risk management agency. When we got into the prevented plant situation, a cover crop in your country that can't be used till after November the 1st was not going to be helpful to those producers. So they moved the use date up to September the 1st, allowed them to hay it, to graze it, and actually get some benefits. So cover crops went out in a big way across the northern Great Plains and the Midwest.
Eric will be right back with much more Inside Agriculture right after this. This is Ag Central.